MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni is joining us here. Andy, welcome. Good to be talking with you again.
And the same back at you, Bill. Happy to be here talking our favorite sport.
Baseball in December, so it's clearly the off season. But Andy, you open up here today with some kind of not so good news on the team, right?
Yeah, obviously it's just not a good sign. As longtime Major League Baseball reporter, former writer for the Boston Globe, Peter Gammons, reporting that Xander Bogaerts has severed ties with the Red Sox and he won't be coming back. Says the Cubs, Diamondbacks, Dodgers, Padres, and Yankees are among the teams that have shown interest in signing Bogaerts. So obviously this is not a good sign. Predictions out there saying it's about a 5% chance that Bogaerts comes back to Fenway for 2023 and going forward. So changes seem to be coming at the old ball yard.
But severing ties, that's kind of just a journalistic term. It's not necessarily, he hasn't done anything necessarily, right?
Exactly.
Contractually.
Nothing's been officially done. That's just speculation for what Gammons is hearing as he talks to people out in the industry. So we'll have to see if it all plays out. Obviously, this is not set in stone in any way. The Red Sox will still swoop in and sign Bogaerts to a big contract and keep everybody happy. But I guess the word on the street is, it doesn't look like that's going to happen.
All right, Andy, let's continue on. Why don't you swoop through the Baseball Insider report here?
Well, more bad news if you're a traditionalist like me. The uniforms for the Red Sox are now feature a sponsorship logo for the first time ever starting next season. It's part of a 10-year partnership between the team and Mass Mutual, which is becoming a signature sponsor for the Red Sox. Mass Mutual also have a logo above the center field scoreboard at Fenway. Of course, that replaced the John Hancock sign that was above the scoreboard. So, Bill, you know, they get the sponsorship with Mass Mutual. We think there would have been enough money there to maybe keep Bogaerts in town, but apparently that's not the case.
I think they would have needed the Mass Mutual logo and the John Hancock logo together to do that, maybe. Yeah,
and maybe a few more.
Exactly, right. Yeah, plus the Progressive and Geico and all those other ones. Yeah, absolutely.
Throw them all in.
Yep. Okay. Andy, give me some player notes. What do you got for us?
Yes, a little bit of news on the roster front as the Sox have non-tendered outfielder Franchi Cordero, making him a free agent. The team did offer a contract, though, for 2023 with pitcher Ryan Brazier, so he'll be back potentially in the bullpen fighting for a spot. Red Sox did sign left-handed reliever Jolie Rodriguez to a one-year, $1.5 million deal. Rodriguez pitched for the Mets last year. Sox then traded a minor league pitcher to the Pirates for utility player Hoy Park. Sox signing former Cubs outfielder Narciso Crook to a minor league deal. And the Sox promote a first base coach Ramon Vasquez to bench coach. So he'll now be Alex Cora's right-hand man. So obviously the Red Sox making some moves, obviously not big-name people. Most baseball fans don't know who I was just talking about with a couple of those moves the Sox just made. Unfortunately, I think that's what we're going to see going forward with this organization as they continue to want to run things like the Tampa Bay Rays.
So when you say it's a who's who, it's like a who's who?
Yeah. What?
Oh, man. All right. Hey, the Hall of Fame is the ballot is out, but when does that happen? And I know there's some former Red Sox on the Hall of Fame ballot, right?
Yeah, the announcement of the voting is going to be in January, but there are some former Red Sox on the ballot for the first time this year. That includes Jacoby Ellsbury, Mike Napoli, John Lackey, and Bronson Arroyo. Obviously, those players won't be making the Hall of Fame anytime soon, that's for sure, but it's nice to see some former Red Sox in the mix. Coming up this weekend, the Veterans Committee is going to be doing a vote, so there will be an announcement this weekend about a potential player or two that will be joining the list of the new Hall of Famers on the ballot that will be voted on coming up in January.
All right, Andy, you always share with us what's up on Nesson Classics. If it's a little too windy for folks to get outside today at 3 o'clock, what will they be able to watch?
Yeah, you can stay warm and cozy in your house on Nesson Plus. The best of 2007, first pitch at 3. The game for September 12th of that year, the Sox beat the Devil Rays 5-4 at Fenway. David Ortiz, the star in this one, 2 home runs, 5 RBIs in the game, including a walk-off 2-run home run with 1 out in the bottom of the ninth.
All right, Andy, I was perusing some notes in sports news yesterday, it was, and the name Aaron Judge came up to my surprise, and we talk about losing maybe Xander Bogaerts, but Aaron Judge, tell me about some other Major League Baseball news.
Well, getting back to Judge for a second before we tell you about the award he picked up since last we talked, it doesn't look like he's going back to the Yankees. All the reports out there saying that may not be happening either, which is just hard for me to believe. But since we last spoke, Judge did win the American League MVP as he led the league in the Major League Baseball overall with home runs last year with 62. He also led in runs, RBI, slugging percentage, on-base percentage, and OPS plus, and total bases. So just a huge year last year by Judge, and his payday will be coming very shortly. The Giants seem to be the team in the leader box here to pick up Judge, which is a surprising move to me. I mean, he does come from that area, but to me, you know, take the money the Yankees are going to give you. You play on a contender every year, and you play in that ballpark, which is custom-made to your swing, and just the legacy alone as being an all-time Yankee great. But again, I'm not the one looking for the big checkbook and the big bank account, so what can I do? National League MVP also given out since last we spoke. First baseman Paul Goldschmidt of the Cardinals hit .317 last year, 35 home runs, 115 RBI.
Yeah, that to me, that's what I was referring to, the fact that the Judge is entertaining, you know, going elsewhere other than New York. Very much a surprise. Okay, so what else do you have for us for Major League Baseball news?
Well, some other awards given out since last we talked. As I mentioned, Major League Baseball has announced the 2022 Comeback Player of the Year Award. American League Astros pitcher Justin Verlander took home the honors. He won the Cy Young Award. Verlander led the American League in several categories, including wins with 18 and ERA with 1.75. Verlander missed the previous season with Tommy John surgery. National League, Cardinals first base DH Albert Pujols won the award after hitting 24 home runs. He became the fourth player in history last year to hit 700 career home runs. Also out there, the Outstanding Designated Hitter Award named after Edgar Martinez was announced, and Angels pitcher DH Shohei Ohtani takes home the award for the second consecutive season.
All right. Any other news from, well, we got the winter meetings. Maybe we can talk about that in a moment. What any other notes that you got coming up from baseball?
Well, Major League Baseball did announce that the 2023 All-Star Game is going to be held in Texas, home of the Rangers, and then 2026 is going to be in Philadelphia. No announcement yet for 2025. There are some reports it could be Fenway either that year or even in 2027, as the Sox are looking to bring the Midsummer Classic back to Fenway. In 2024, the All-Star Game will be in Seattle, so those spots are being lined up. Will Fenway be in the mix going forward? We shall see. We did announce the Hall of Fame class with some former Red Sox being on the list for the first time. Some other notable names coming up for election include Carlos Beltran, Francisco Rodriguez, Houston Street, Jared Weaver. Another high-profile candidate, Alex Rodriguez, his second year of eligibility. All voters have a deadline of December 31st to submit their ballots. And again, the results will be announced at the beginning of January.
All right. And I know there's some other names in the news with some injuries, too.
Yeah, Phillies outfielder Bryce Harper had Tommy John surgery on his right elbow last week. He's expected to miss at least the first half of this season and will most likely be used as a DH when he comes back. Former Red Sox GM Dave Dombrowski, he signed a three-year contract extension with the Phillies. And the Blue Jays, they've hired former Dodgers and Marlins manager Don Mattingly as their bench coach. And a couple signings to let you know about. The Astros inked up first baseman Jose Abreu, the 2020 AL MVP, with a three-year $60 million deal. White Sox signing starting pitcher Mike Clevenger to a one-year contract. The Red Sox actually were supposed to be in on Jose Abreu. They said that was one of their top priorities, but obviously that went by the wayside. I think more window dressing there than anything else. Tigers DH Miguel Cabrera announced he's going to retire at the end of the upcoming season. In his career, he has 3,088 hits so far, 507 home runs, two-time NL MVP. He also won the Triple Crown for the Tigers back in 2012 with a .330 batting average, 44 home runs, and 139 RBI. So he's kind of like the American League's version of Albert Pujols over in the National League. So some of the greats of the game calling it careers in the last couple of years. So things are changing, that's for sure.
All right. Will there be any changes for the Red Sox following the winter baseball meetings, which open up on Sunday?
Well, if I was a betting man, which I'm not, I'm going to say there won't be any changes of any note coming up for the Red Sox. I mean, maybe some of these other small little deals that I mentioned earlier in our report today, guys you really don't know much about. Do I expect the Red Sox to make a big splash in San Diego this coming week? No. Hopefully I'm wrong, and we can check back in next week, and I can tell you that the Sox re-signed Bogarts, and they signed Devers to a contract extension. They did this, that, and the other thing. But don't keep your hopes up for a big gift under the Christmas tree this year from the local nine.
Well, a loss of Bogaerts is a pretty big loss for this team for sure. I mean, that's a pretty obvious thing to say, but I mean, how do you recover?
I don't really. Well, a slight way to recover is if you're not going to bring back Bogaerts, you better ink up Devers to a long-term deal. But to me, they're not bringing back Bogaerts, so I find it hard to believe they're going to sign Devers to a long-term deal. He's going to be looking for a $300 million contract going forward, but he becomes a free agent at the end of next year. So I really don't know what direction the Red Sox can go to really make up the loss of Bogaerts for next year to get the fans excited. This all kind of goes back to signing of Trevor Story before the beginning of last season. I mean, obviously he was a shortstop for the Rockies all those years before coming to the Red Sox to play second base this past season. So to me, in the back of their minds, Red Sox knew that Bogaerts wasn't coming back. We can shift Story back to shortstop, and we can put Christian Arroyo at second base, who played there when Story was hurt quite a bit this year. So not what Red Sox fans want to hear, but that could very easily be in the plans.
No, exactly. I mean, here's a team that doesn't just need to maintain, they need to get better. But on that note, it's...
They're not going to be getting better by
losing
a Bogaerts, that's for sure.
No, not at all.
But issues with this team.
No, but you're absolutely right about the Story thing. All right, Andy, always good talking with you. You have a great weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, we will. Looking forward to it.
There he is, baseball insider Andy Carboni with us here on MSONewsSports.com.